We think in 2 weeks, Matthew Pavlich plays game number 350. Don't think he's going to the Gold Coast. Luke, you've played a lot of footy against the best forwards going around in the competition and obviously trained against Pav. I mean, where do you put him amongst some of those superstars that you've lined up against?
Yeah, it's interesting. I've trained on Pav. During the week, you do match simulations, so you're pretty much playing mini games of football, and I've played on Pav for the better part of 13, 14 years. So I've been up against his abilities for a while, and I'd have to say he's just about the best forward I've ever had to counter. I mean, I only play on him for 10 or 15 minutes a week, but I couldn't imagine what it would be like to play on him for a full game. Well, he's just got so many abilities. So he's very good at ground level. He's clean on both sides of his body. His contested marking is strong, and he's just a formidable player in all respects. And I know that, you know, certainly in the latter parts of his career, he's not kicking the bags that he used to back in 2006, 7, 8 when Belly was playing. He used to kick 9 or 10 goals every game, but he's just an incredible player and has been for such a long time. I've been fortunate enough to play on some pretty good forwards, but I'd rate him as the best I've ever played on. Yeah, even though I haven't had to play on him in a full game of football, but just the sheer capacity and smarts of Pavlich is it's pretty impressive.
And those smarts, I would hazard a guess that they were already inbuilt and then well trained, but just his exposure to playing as a defender himself, all Australian defender, fullback, and as a midfielder as well.
Different
so you pick up you pick up smarts, you pick up tricks in those different areas of the game, and he combines that into his forward play. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, he does. And but I mean, one of the greatest aspects of his game is his body work, and I'm sure that playing in defence would have helped that as well. But he's just got a lot of subtle moves that he does that you're probably not even discernible to the viewer, but certainly you feel it when you're playing on him. Just the little nudges, the little moves, the little twists and turns that he's able to do to give him a little bit of space to move that make him such a great player. It'd be a nightmare to play on.
And we know about longevity in the game. Playing out of Perth, we know Carl's adamant that travelling shouldn't take any time off the number of games you play, but I guess, Luke, from a more modern era, 350, and we assume he'll get to that point. Is it more difficult, do you think, to cross the continent every second week and then still rack up these sorts of numbers?
Yeah, it is. And I'm sure Peter can talk to it as well. But, these days, to travel the amount that you do playing for a West Australian team, you know, you've got to it does put your body through a lot. And I know that coming off a big flight, particularly when you go to Brisbane or someone like that, and you're an older player, it just takes that extra bit of time to recover and to try and get yourself back. But I mean, that's testament to how meticulous Pav is with his preparation, with his recovery, that has enabled him to play for such a long time.
Luke McFarlane there.